Welcome to Little Ian of Halls.
Welcome. You got a cough right off the bat.
It was in there, and then I had to hold it. And
okay. So welcome to Little Ian of Horrors. Ian, why don't you say hi to everyone?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today, bud?
Good.
Good. So what movie did we do this week?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, that's right. And this was our first movie that we landed on the wheel on, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super cool. Mm-hmm. But before we get into our movie, anything scary happened to you that you want to talk about? Any kind of, did you watch anything scary or anything scary happened to you?
Not really.
Didn't have any nightmares?
No, I never have nightmares.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Really? Because I feel like you wake me up a couple times a week at like 2 o'clock in the morning telling me, I had a nightmare.
I lied.
Oh, tricky. How dare you?
I'm tricky. Tricky.
All right, so no nightmares, everything's good. All right, so you just want to jump into Beetlejuice then?
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure we do what? We don't say Beetlejuice how many times?
You already said it like 2 times.
Okay, so if we say it again, what's happening?
The pod will end and we have to redo this.
He's just going to come in and interrupt our podcast?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Beetlejuice was a 1988 film. It's all right. Okay, so Beetlejuice was a 1988 film. It's considered a fantasy slash horror slash comedy. Do you agree with all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you consider this? What would you consider Beetlejuice? Like, what type of movie?
A scary movie.
A scary movie? Okay, cool. But it was written by Michael McDowell, Warren Scarron, Larry Wilson, and then directed by Tim Burton. Mr. Tim Burton does one of Mommy's favorite movies, which is Nightmare Before Christmas. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
Do you like that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? It's a good movie?
Yeah.
Cool. So, directed by Mr. Tim Burton, it stars Alec Baldwin as Adam, Gina Davis as Barbara, Michael Keaton as who?
Juice.
Who? Are you just calling him Juice?
Beetle Brain Juice.
Beetle Brain Juice?
No, Beetle Blank Juice.
Blank. Oh, is that your way of avoiding any kind of...
Yeah, bad things.
Bad things? Beetle
Let
Blank
the
Juice?
Start and he'll interrupt.
Yeah. Okay, so Beetle Blank Juice. Winona Ryder as Lydia. Do you recognize Winona Ryder? You have been watching a series that she's in. The
Adam
woman
Family.
Who played Lydia? What's that?
I think she's from Adam Family.
Adam's Family?
Yeah.
I don't think she's in the Adam's Family. What is... actually, it's On Your Wheel, season three.
Stranger Things.
That's right. Who's...
We might get it today, people.
Who knows? But
we never know.
Who's
could
mom?
We could get Poltergeist.
We could. We can land on any of the 10 movies. Lydia is Winona Ryder, who is in Stranger Things as Will... Byers' mom. That's pretty cool, huh? Did you recognize her when you were watching Beetlejuice at all?
No.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's her. It's a younger her. Obviously, she's a teenager. I don't know if she was a teenager at the time, but she's playing a teenager. But moving on, we have Jeffrey Jones as Charles Dietz, Lydia's dad. Then Catherine O'Hara as Delia, which is Lydia's stepmom. Music is by Danny Elfman, who also did the music in, drumroll please, Nightmare Before
Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas, that's right. All right, Ian, so the budget for this movie, what do you think this budget was? How much money do you think it cost to make this movie? They had a lot of models, a lot of cool scenes. How much money back in 1988?
1988, everything was like cheap, so I'm going to go like... 9.5 93,000.
$93,000?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
15 million. 15 million.
In the 1990s?
1988, yeah. 15 million to make this.
Blah. It pays more money like to buy gas now. They even have to buy gas.
How old are you?
10.
Okay.
I drive cars.
Oh, you certainly do.
I'm an Uber terrifying. Driver.
Oh, no. All right, so...
They say nothing about it. They give me 5 stars.
All right, Ian, so it cost $50 million to make this. How much do you think it made at the box office?
$1 million.
It cost $50 million, and you think it made $1 million at the box office? You think it was a disastrous flop?
Actually, let's go with... 10 million.
Okay.
Like 5 million.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
74.7 million. That's what it made at the box office.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was like 3,000 away.
No, you weren't. You were like 60 million off. You said 10.
Still, it's close.
Okay.
In my math.
We're gonna have to work on that. But good job! Thank you for partaking and guess the budget and box office money on the movie. So, Daddy's just gonna do a quick little summary of Beetlejuice, and then we'll get into our talking points. You ready, bud?
Yep.
All right. Beetlejuice is about Adam and Barbara Maitland who return home to find out they are dead after a car accident.
You mean Beetlejuice?
I'm sorry.
We're saying Beetlejuice.
B blank juice.
Okay. Oh, Beetlejuice for short.
How about we say Beetle J?
Beetle J.
Beetle J?
BJ.
Not BJ. We're not saying that.
PJ.
Let's just do Beetle J, okay? All right. Restart. Beetle J is about Adam and Barbara Maitland who return home to find out they are dead after a car accident. Their house is eventually sold to the Dietz, a family from the city whose daughter Lydia can somehow see them. Barbara and Adam devise a plan to scare away the Dietz, but only provoke delight from them. The couple contact Beetlejuice, who is a bio-exorcist, to scare the family away. After meeting him, though, they decide against it because he is morbid and crude. After seance is conducted and Adam and Barbara start to age and decay, Lydia calls on Beetlejuice to help save them.
Short name.
Oh, I did it again. Oh, no.
I haven't even said it once. I'm better.
You are. You're the best. Lydia calls on Beetle J to help save them on the condition that she will marry Beetle J. He saves the day for the Maitlands. In the wedding ceremony, Barbara shows up on a sandworm and it devours Beetle J. The movie ends with the Dietz and Maitlands living in harmony in the house. Meanwhile, Beetlejuice is stuck in the afterlife waiting room.
BJ.
Oh, Ian, I'm struggling so much right now.
You want me to just say juice that for you?
That's fine.
Just point at me when you're going to say it.
Well, I feel like we've summoned him like 12 times by this point.
No, yeah, you have to, if it's 5 seconds of you not saying it, then it'll be strong. We probably called him like... Once, all because of you.
Yeah.
It's BJ, not Beetlejuice. Think of PJs.
Like PJs, the thing you wear to bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
B.
I'll try to remember that. Just like all of our roundtable discussions, what are your pros?
Unlike that, it was like ghosts.
What's that?
That was like ghosts, and they like thought they... didn't die, but then they were.
Who's this? Who thought that they died, but they.
The family.
Adam and Barbara?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you liked what about them? That they were still living?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got to see what they went through and how they dealt with the afterlife and it being like this very business-like transaction where they had to go to this waiting room and all that stuff. So you liked that part?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you liked about the movie?
Really?
Did you like any of the special effects, like the practical effects?
The sandworm.
Yeah, the sandworm looks super cool. Did you like when Adam and Barbara they stretched their faces out when they're trying to be scary, and those practical effects look super cool?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I agree with that. I think those are good points. Did you like the music at all by Mr. Danny Elfman?
I did.
Yeah. It gave like a fun feel to it. It's very grand sounding music.
I heard the like same exact song like 5 times in that movie.
a lot of Danny Elfman stuff sounds the same. It has the same feel to it. So I could totally understand why you feel like that. That's funny. Was there any other pros you wanted to talk about before we move on to cons?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Ian, cons. What did you not like about the movie? Anything you didn't like?
Bee juice?
You didn't like he as a character you did not like?
He was in the way of everything.
Oh, he was in the way, you thought? I thought he was just like this annoying little gnat that was just like
a little fly
that beetle, was bugging.
Just a beetle.
Yeah.
Annoying. Yeah.
All right, so I guess your con was also your least favorite character, the most annoying character. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. What about your favorite characters? Did you have any favorite characters?
Beetlejuice. He's in the middle for me. He's annoying and then sometimes not annoying and funny.
Yeah.
So I count that as both. He gets
You're breaking
nothing.
The rules.
He gets nothing. He gets no trophy.
So he gets positive points and then negative points, so he's back at zero? Is that what you mean by saying nothing?
Yeah, so he's just equal at zero.
What did you think of the character Lydia, who was played by Winona Ryder, the teenage girl?
She was fun.
She was fun?
Yeah.
I liked how she could see Adam and Barbara before like anyone else. Like she had some sort of like maybe clairvoyant skills. I don't know.
Probably because she looked like someone who like came out of like a like haunted mansion, like all black, just like oh my god. It looked like Wednesday Addams kind of like what she was wearing.
Yeah, she was kind of like a gothic
all black dress.
Mm-hmm. She was kind of like she was a gothic teenager, so she was probably very in touch with the dark side, maybe the afterlife a little bit. I liked her a lot. What did you think of Lydia's stepmom, Delia, with
her? She cares too much about her weird statues.
Oh, all of her sculptures.
Yeah.
And like her home makeover project.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was kind of crazy. But cool. All right, Ian, you said you liked Beetlejuice and you also hated him. And then Lydia was cool. Any other characters we want to touch on before we move past characters?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Ian, did you have any favorite lines in the movie?
From Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps on getting funnier.
Do you want to say it like Beetlejuice? Give me a try.
I've seen The Exorcist 167 times, and it keeps on getting funnier every time I watch it.
Oh, is that when Adam and Barbara were talking to him about being a bioexorcist for the house? Yeah, that was a pretty good line. I like that line a lot. But I did like when Lydia is talking about she's doing her note, her like goodbye note. And at the end of the note, she says, my life is a dark room. One big dark room. And Daddy likes that because one of my favorite bands. Do you know who my favorite band is?
No.
It's AFI. And now you know. In the one part of the song, like before the breakdown, the lead singer recites that line again. So that's why I like that line.
Yes.
Bye. So, Ian, with all that said, it was kind of a quick episode today. We didn't have too much meat on Beetlejuice. But, Ian. Uh-oh. Oh, no. What's happening? No. I feel like something's taking over.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Ian.
No.
Ian, you're levitating.
No.
Get down from the banister. Oh, no. Now I'm levitating. What are we doing? Where did this choreography come from?
Daylight coming. They want to go home.
Oh, no. Something's taking over us. All right. We've all come back down from the ceiling. We're done levitating. Ian, do you feel good?
Yes.
All right. I think it's time that we give it stabs. Ian, 1 to 5 stabs. What do you give Beetlejuice from 19? Oop, I'm sorry, Beetlejay. Beetlejuice. What do you give Beetlejuice from 1988?
A full stab.
You give it four stabs, which is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there was anything that this movie could have done better for you to get a five, what do you think it is?
Graphics.
Graphics? You don't like the...
So, I want it like a tad bit better.
A tad bit better?
Yeah.
And the graphics, so like, what do you mean? Like computerized effects? Like when you're talking about graphics?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? I don't think... they had a little bit back in the day. Actually, the one part... Towards the end, when his head shrunk, that was kind of like computer animated graphics and stuff. Actually, one of the things about this film, which is a very Tim Burton thing, but there was a lot of stop motion shots. Do you know what the stop motion means?
No.
So it's pretty much where they take a quick picture of something, and then they move it slightly, and they take another picture, and they move it again, and they take a picture, and they do that a bunch of times. And when you take all those pictures and you put them one after each other, it looks like the thing's moving. But it's like, you know, a claymation. It's some sort of, you know, physical thing that they're moving. So they did a lot of that in this movie, which is, you know, it's kind of old school. So I understand that you're not really into that stuff because you guys have crazy, you know, computer animated stuff nowadays. So I get it. So you give it 4 out of 5 stabs. Whoa, I almost knocked this over.
Oh no, it fell down. It's levitating now.
Daylight come and... Ian, sing it.
Daylight come and... Yum, yum, yum.
Ian, it's time for your wheel. Ian, why don't you tell the people what movies are on your wheel?
So, first up, we got The Tremors. Mm-hmm. Then we got Little Shop of Horrors, which this part is... Our logo is the monster from that movie. I hope I get it. I hope we get it.
Do you know what that plant is called?
It's a piranha plant. It eats bugs.
Piranha plant? It's a Venus flytrap?
Yeah, the same exact thing. They both catch bugs.
All right. You're in school.
The witches, the creature from the Black Lagoon, Goosebumps, Poltergeist, Honest, Scared, Stupid, The Wolfman, Stranger Things Season 3, Haunted Mansion, the new movie coming out. If you haven't seen it yet, we are going to be watching that.
We don't know yet. We got to see where the wheel
is. We don't know yet. Imagine we get it. We're like, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll spin the wheel.
I do want to point out that we did replace Beetlejuice, which we just watched. We replaced it with The Haunted Mansion, the new one.
Yep.
So, Ian, when you're ready, press the spin button and hold the phone.
Wheel of Fortune and Destiny. That's what we got.
Ian, what do we have next for Ian? Poltergeist. I can't read it. You're too far away. Ian.
Honest, Scared, Stupid.
Ooh, Ernest.
Wait, look how close it is to the Wolfman.
Oh, man. But we got Ernest, Scared, Stupid for your next episode. Ian, have you ever watched any Ernest movies?
Yeah, we watched like 3 of them.
We did. We went on a bit of an Ernest rampage when Grammy and Papa were here, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ian. So that completes our episode on Beetlejuice. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close out this episode today?
I hope you enjoyed the video.
We don't have a video. Do you think we're on YouTube?
The pod.
Do you think we're on YouTube?
I hope you enjoyed the pod.
All right. Ian, give us our sign out. Go ahead.
Thank you for listening to Little Ian of Holes.